This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. While at our website, click on the radio page. You can check out our past shows. You can subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. We all know the expression, save for a rainy day, right? It simply means having access to enough money to see you through inevitable financial rainstorms. So as I like to tell my clients, you can't stop the rain, but you can stay dry. So it's what I call a rainy day protection. Preparing for rainy days is particularly important as you age and storm clouds in the form of illness and the rising cost of healthcare begin to build. During our show today, we're going to discuss how you can prepare yourself and your finances for those rainy days that we all experience from time to time. But before we open umbrellas and discuss staying dry from the rain, remembering not to look at the eclipse, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, whose personality is always a ray of sunshine, even on the rainiest of days.
Oh, Chris. Now, that's a great compliment right there.
Here we go.
I love it. I love it. Well, we were not in the path of the eclipse, of the at least the total eclipse, right? Did you?
It's cloudy.
Pause or yeah, it was really cloudy, so it doesn't really make a difference. But I do know, Chris, and I wanted to let our listeners know that, Chris, in honor of the eclipse, when the time came, you put on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart and sang along with it, didn't you? You did, didn't you? Admit it.
I was at a client meeting.
Did you say, hang on a second, I want to help you with your finances, but let's take a moment to listen to Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart. I can just see you singing it. Well, you know what? I like the idea, though, of financial rainy days. I was going to have a sound clip for this episode. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, one of my favorite bands. They have Jeff Lynne, who is basically ELO.
Sure.
He's written so many songs about rain, Standing in the Rain from Out of the Blue, and just a ton of great songs around the theme of rain. But in lieu of that, it is a great analogy nonetheless. And we can't avoid rainy days, right?
That's right. They're going to happen. And it could be as simple as needing new windows in a house, right?
You know, right.
Because here in Colorado, houses have old windows in them,
right,
and they start to leak because
yep,
we have a lot of wind. And so you start, when you're retired and you start spending more time at home, you start noticing these things. So you're like, I got to change out these windows. So that can be a rainy day. It's something that you didn't plan for, some kind of maintenance on the house that you need to take care of. So
sure.
Yeah, our client Lisa, she had not planned on it, but we had set up money so that she could draw money out without having any penalties, any surrender charges or anything like that. So she could have money to take care of those situations.
Smart.
Now, what I mentioned first was healthcare, right? So really rainy day usually points toward long-term care cost. So we all know that at some point we have a pretty good chance. It's around 2/3 of everybody will need some kind of long-term care. So,
right.
And it's very expensive, and your nest egg has to bear that burden. Now, if it's just you, then you can spend all your money down and then go on to Medicaid. Being on Medicaid is not great, but if it's you and a spouse, then you still have to spend all the money down before you go on Medicaid. And that can be problematic for the remaining spouse because that may change their lifestyle a lot. So what we do is we walk clients through different scenarios, and we start talking about scenarios that include long-term care benefits. And one of the ones that we discuss often is life insurance policies. Okay. Most include long-term care benefits, right? And so what happens is you get an advance on the death benefit, while you're alive to help you pay for those costs. So who wants to wait till you die to be able to cover those costs and have to borrow money to cover? Why not we just get an advance on that death benefit so that we can take care of those services that we need, that we know we're going to need in the future? So the cost. So we're going to have to talk about cost a little bit. They're very expensive, right? So it's
crazy.
And then if you don't need them, need that money for long-term care, then your beneficiaries will be able to receive maybe the tax-free death benefit. So that's a great thing.
Yeah. And so healthcare, especially long-term care costs, that's a rainy day that comes up in retirement that you need to plan ahead for. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of the many rainy days that can hit you when you're in retirement. You know, and I think what you're describing is basically like, it's like an umbrella. We keep it in the trunk of the car.
Yep.
We probably won't need it, but if unexpected rain showers pop up, we're grateful it's there.
That's right. It's that emergency fund, that emergency umbrella, always in your backpack, ready to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. An emergency fund. That's another thing that you need to protect yourself from these rainy days, like needing new windows or putting a new roof on the house. You need that money accessible in an emergency fund, like you say.
Yeah. And so that policy can hold money and be there for emergency fund for various things.
Sure.
And that's actually where my client Lisa got the money from, was from her rainy day fund we set up inside a life insurance policy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And it's like a cash value life insurance policy is what you're talking about.
That's right. And so we set them up specifically, you know, there's all kinds of different life and policies that you can kind of have, right? Depending on what your goal is. And if you want that to have money in it for a rainy day fund, then you set it up one way. If you just want the death benefit, you set up a different way. If you just want long-term care and the big death benefit, you set it up a different way. So there's different ways that policies can be configured so they meet your needs in the way that meets your goals, right?
Sure. Based on your particular situation, your personal needs and goals, everybody's different. That's why you don't just want to go to some insurance salesman or insurance company or insurance brokerage. They'll just try to sell you whatever insurance product can make them the most commission, whether it's the best suited for you, the best in your best interest. But you, as a financial advisor, are looking out for the best interests of your client, and you're going to recommend whatever is going to work best for their needs and goals and personal situation, right?
Right. Because we look at the whole person, and our goal is for you to have a really fun retirement and then meet your goals for those emergency funds, meet those goals for a legacy, you know, meet all of your goals, figure out what your goals are, and then we figure out how they're best met, right? If you go to just somebody that's selling State Farm, a State Farm agent, they may say that, but they probably are not looking out for your whole person. They're trying to sell you. I mean, that's what their job is. They're to sell you life insurance, right? So they'll ask you lots of good questions, and they'll try to sell you the best insurance for you, but it may not coordinate with all your other finances in the correct way. So that's why I highly recommend you go to a financial services professional to discuss those things. Even if you end up buying that from your friend that works at State Farm, you know, you still want to have a financial services professional review those contracts so you know how you can use them and you know what's going to be there.
Yeah. And you're more than happy to give people a second opinion on where they're at and what they have they're thinking about, and say, hey, based on your circumstance, you want to make sure you need more in growth, or you need more over here, or you need more that's accessible. So I think that's great. Now, before we move on, Chris, let's let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up a consultation to talk to you or get that second opinion.
So they can give me a call at 719 210-424-2 or visit us at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. We've got complimentary consultation set aside, so just call the number 719-210-4242.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Well, and listeners, this has been a great discussion so far. We're talking about rainy day protection, which is really the concept that occasional financial rainy days are inevitable, but you can take steps that will help you come through those rainy days without getting soaked. I think that's the point here. And you don't want to get soaked and have your, retirement be not a good thing or suffer during retirement because of it. Right.
That's right. And I just thought of another client that had an emergency fund that we set up using a life insurance policy. And she had a grandchild. So Nadine had a grandchild and the grandchild was going through a divorce and she was young. It was messy, but they had a house. She wanted to keep the house, but they were fighting about it. And so, you know, they got that house when interest rates are cheap. Now interest rates are high. It was going to be a real financial burden. And then it just made this divorce go on and on and on. And so she came in with money from her emergency fund that we'd set up for, and she paid off the note on the house for her grandchild.
Wow.
Her grandchild's going to pay back. But so she'll get made whole again. But she was able to help her grandchild in a way that you would not have thought of. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it was in, we're talking $50,000, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who has $50,000 that they can, oh yeah, here you go. Pay off that house. So
well, I was hoping you did. I was going to ask you after the show.
So that she can get away from this messy divorce. And it just cut the legs off her ex claim on trying to renegotiate the divorce settlement, because he was going to reopen the divorce settlement based on, you know, he would not sign the release of the note to her, to the bank. He'd already quit claiming the property. She had the property, but she couldn't get the note just in her name.
Ah.
So it was weird.
That's not a good situation, but it is the way it worked out.
Yeah, it worked great.
Yeah, her grandmother, that's really important. And as grandparents and parents, we want to be able to try to do these things if we can. And that's why we work with a financial professional like yourself. So what are some other mistakes or rainy days that are going to come along that we need to know about or deal with?
So sometimes we might put money in things like CDs and money markets.
Sure.
And those may not be the best option because you may be sacrificing some accessibility should you need that opportunity. Some opportunity comes up and you don't have that money without creating penalties, right?
Yeah.
So that's the other great option for these cash whole life policies, is that there's no surrender charges or penalties for using the money. Now, if you borrow the money out, depending on how the policy is set up, there's no taxes either on the money that you pull out because you're borrowing it, right? You don't pay taxes on borrowed money. So that's, there's no tax implications. There's no income that's going to boost you up into the next bracket. Doesn't hurt you in any way to use it that way. And then you can, guess what? You can put the money back in. So that's one of the things that Nadine's going to do. She's going to put the money back into the policy. So she's going to refill back up her rainy day fund. So it's a great way to use that cash whole life policy to create that rainy day fund. And then you still, depending on how you decide on how to configure the policy, the contract, you can earn interest on that cash value. And so it has that possibility of growth, and it's still probably going to be tax-free.
Wow.
So
that's really good.
So, yeah. So that's a really powerful thing to say, I'm not having to pay 20% taxes on something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good. I mean, that's one great thing about a lot of these insurance policies and cash value policies and death benefits is that they go to the beneficiary, or you can take things out tax free. That's what's tax-free. Key. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a key part of insurance. Insurance is important. People don't like to talk about it. Or the minute you mention that word, I think people get negative connotations because they think, oh, this guy's going to try to sell me something. But that's not what you're doing. You're saying, hey, in this situation, this is one great way to achieve your goal. We're going to look for the best. It might be investing in the markets. It might be an IRA. It might be a Roth IRA. It might be, you know, something else, right?
That's right. It could be a lot of things.
And it could be a REIT. It could be, there's so many options. It could be cash value insurance. It could be a, you know, it could be a certain type of an annuity. It could a fixed indexed annuity to create income in retirement. It could be a number of things, but you want to look at all the available tools to deal with the issues and reach the goals you want to reach.
Right. And it's
in the most efficient way possible.
Right. And it's just not about rate of return. So rate of return is good, but it's also about preservation of capital.
Right.
It's also about how the money gets taxed. And then how, when I start moving that money back to me after I put it in this investment, how does it come to me through taxes? And how much control do I have when that money comes to me?
Yeah.
And then, is part of that money meant for legacy or not? That's an important decision to make. So there's so many things that you have to decide about what your goals are with money before you decide what tool you're going to grab to apply something so you don't get eaten up by inflation and all the, I think there's 7 different things that erode our wealth. I'm not going to get them. That's a whole different radio show.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that one next week.
But you gotta have some rate of return on your money.
Yeah.
Because
you have to have some growth, somewhere, some growth. You know, I mean, even if you have, an emergency fund that's in the bank and you want to keep X amount in savings, that just means you need to have X amount over here in a growth oriented fund. And there are places where you can save money and get growth, you know, depending on when you need the money. But usually you sacrifice, what do they say? There's 3 things and you usually have to sacrifice one of the 3 to get the other. Right. It's what is it? It's liquidity, right?
Growth.
And what's the other one? There's 3, I think, liquidity, growth, and you have to risk. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So liquidity, growth, and risk.
Yeah.
Right. So as growth goes up, so does risk.
Right.
So you're not getting good risk value usually. With
protection. That's a safety. Safety is another one. So
safety,
if you have,
safety, risk is kind of
safety and risk. Yeah. So if you want safety, you're not going to get as much growth and you may not get the, you may not get as much growth, but if you want safety and growth, you might sacrifice a little liquidity, right?
I met with a client, Tom, just this past Monday, and he doesn't want the liquidity part of that, right? He wants his money tied up because he wants to not see that money and say, oh, well, I can just use this money for that.
Yeah, he doesn't need it until 10 years down the road. He wants it for later, so he wants it tied up so it's growing and he doesn't have access to it. I'm the same way right now. It's like I need to have money that I'm going to have in 10, 15 years from now. So, you know.
Well, the way we set him up, he's looking at somewhere between a 5 and 7% growth over that 10-year period. So he's really happy that it's locked up.
Yeah.
You're going to have that growth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the temptation isn't there to take it out because of penalties and rules. And rules.
Right. But so he's got growth and it's safe. So he's got growth. and safe, not liquidity.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yep. You have to sacrifice one for the other, typically.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
Of those three. That's the three-legged stool, and you sacrifice one, and then you're balancing on two. You got to be careful. That's why you need to do the math, because some people think, well, I've heard that, you know, annuities cost this, or life insurance is too expensive, or the stock market's too risky. Oh. But a lot of people, if you do the math, you say, oh, no, this actually makes more sense, because this is going to cost you this, but this will cost you this, but you'll save that or make that. So really, it's somebody who can look at the big picture, and you need a fiduciary, a financial advisor who's going to be looking out for your best interests.
Right. And you want to have a financial advisor that is what we call fee-based, but that doesn't mean you write them a check.
Right.
Okay. So you kind of want that. And that's, again, that's another episode that Tara did a while ago, is how to pick a financial advisor. But
And how are they paid? How much is it going to cost you?
That's right.
And you need somebody that's going to be transparent in that.
And I had a client that came in. Oh, no, it was Tom. Tom came in. He said, hey, we went and discussed our life insurance with this one guy, and he wanted $2,000 at the end of our discussion.
What?
The first sit down.
First meeting?
First meeting. He said, yeah. Oh. $2,000.
Not even a complimentary consultation.
That was complimentary, but to make that next meeting, $2,000 for the second meeting.
I've never heard. That's really.
They didn't make him pay for that first meeting, but they were going to make him pay for the next one. $2,000 for, and all he was doing was doing life insurance with the guy.
That's crazy, because life insurance, you don't charge a fee. You make it off your commission once you have the policy. That you should never have to write a check to the.
So that's how it usually happens.
Yeah.
It's mostly that way. But it depends on the company and how that company is structured, how much that guy gets paid.
Sure.
And he may not be getting a very big, large cut because of the way some of these large financial companies are built, that money has to trickle down through a lot of levels.
Still, you don't want to be writing out a check to somebody for a second meeting. That's crazy. Yeah.
Now, if somebody is giving you advice that you use and you are using to make decisions, and you want to make sure that they're compensated fairly, and you want to pay them, you should pay them. Right? You know, we're a fee-based company. We can be paid for giving advice, right? And so we often will have people come to us, say, we're not looking to buy anything that you have. We just need to sit down for an hour or two and riddle you with questions.
Yeah.
And get the answers. And so we do accept a fee for that service. But that's a service, right?
Right.
So, right. That we provide.
You're not going to charge them to sell them a product. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah. But that first meeting is complimentary, depending on what you want from
us. But if they're going to go through you to invest their money or, you know, manage their IRAs and things, then it's fee-based. Right. You just take a very small percentage of...
Exactly.
Their yearly amount that you're that's under management.
Assets we've got to get compensated for our time somehow.
Sure.
So we would rather have it that way, so we get paid for performance, for doing things for you, right?
Yeah.
So that's how.
So if they do well, you do well. If they don't do well, you're not making any money off of it. So that makes sense.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That makes perfect sense. Well, this has been a great discussion so far. We're almost out of time. We're talking about being ready for rainy days. And there are many, you know, you talked about healthcare, long-term care.
Yes.
Healthcare costs, you know, you read these figures now. I just read three. The average couple who lives past age 65 are going to need $300,000 out of pocket for healthcare costs in retirement. It's like, that sounds like a lot considering they're on Medicare, they have Medicare access. But I think people don't realize, you've pointed out in past shows, Chris, that Medicare, there are still premiums, there's still deductibles,
yep,
there's still copays, there's still copays on prescriptions,
right,
that they're going to have out of pocket. So there are still out of pocket costs. And then if they want, right, supplemental or Advantage, and then, you know, if they have to pay for extra things like hearing aids and medical equipment often isn't covered. Right. There's certain medical equipment that's not covered by Medicare. And long-term care is not covered by Medicare. People think it is. It's not. So, yeah, I mean, well, they say, well, no, my buddy is in there and it's all covered. Well, he's on Medicaid, and that person had to spend down all their money to like $2,000, right, or almost nothing.
Or they're on that first 90 days, right? So,
yeah. And if they were transferred there from a hospital.
Right.
Then first 90 to 100 days may be covered if all the stars aligned and the circumstances are correct, from what I've read, right?
Right.
Well, hey, we're out of time, Chris.
Oh, wow.
Give that phone number and web address real quick before we go.
Hey, Tony, they can reach, clients can reach us at 719-210-4242. We've got complimentary consultation set aside on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So give us a call at 719-210-4242. Check us out on our webpage, nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right, Chris, great show. Listeners, thanks for tuning in, and viewers, thanks for watching. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with Chris McKinney.
Join us again next week for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.